just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Gold and Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Gold and Oak Lending, cured my blues.
MLS 1140937, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Attention men. Every day after you turn 30, you start losing your testosterone, the hormone that makes us men. Without it, you lose muscle tone, sex drive, sleep, and energy. Now you can turn back the clock, stop testosterone loss, and safely increase your natural testosterone levels. Because we're going to give you a full-size supply of Eternal Male absolutely risk-free. Call now, 1-800-700-4305. Eternal Male is an all-natural breakthrough supplement that's proven to boost your testosterone to healthy levels so you can be the man you used to be. It'll let you regain the strength, mood, endurance, sex drive, and power from your youth. You can even lower your cholesterol. Plus, clinical studies have shown that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results losing belly fat. To get a full-size supply of Eternal Male absolutely risk-free while supplies last, call now. 1-800-700-4305. If lines are busy, keep trying. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-700-4305.
Pinion's Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
yippee for my bunghole.
So get loosened up, we're about.
Is that Nathan Lane?
Opinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 16th edition of Opinions Playhouse. We're over the halfway mark in the second half of the month of April. Welcome. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Proud to say that I bank there, do all my banking there. Proud to say my family is banking there, checking, savings, that kind of stuff. So does Dan, so does Peon, so does Paul Warner. Hope you like the yard sale on Saturday. 10 years or so. I've lost track, but longest running sponsor, First Community Credit Union. Great place to bank. We'll talk more.
Hey!
After this round of happy polka-filled introductions. Back from an endoscopy this morning. I've never had that, but he got to try the Michael Jackson propofol, and he loved it.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't? He's wide awake now. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason because they can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan.
What if I wanted to know what to do with the money in my employer plan? Who would I talk to?
Oh, you talk to Mark and Jason. Oh, and for their phone number and more, you can go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I know someone that's meeting Mark Greer this Thursday.
Well, they're going to be very happy when that meeting is over, and I think very impressed.
And I also have to say hi to a lady named Sue Walker. I was at a doctor's office today, and she is a huge fan of the show, and she thinks that you are really, really funny.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh,
Frank. She said, that Frank. Frank is so funny.
Well, if she thinks that, let's let her think it.
Yeah, so hi to Sue Walker.
You didn't try to change her mind, did you?
No.
Along with it?
Oh,
yeah,
I went along.
Sure
I said, yes, he is.
Thanks for doing that for me.
And I want to add one thing. The gentleman that gave me the great trip over the weekend, I have his name today, Paul Williams. So thank you, Paul, for the great trip we took over the weekend.
Paul Williams, the name of a very famous songwriter.
Yeah.
From the 70s and 80s, Paul Williams.
He's a great listener to us on one of our trips.
Wow. Hello there, Paul. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yes.
No, they're not happy with you, Rat Boy. I'll tell you that right now. That wasn't funny. The band, Bruce and the Boys, are real mad at Rat Boy. They went to fire up the orchestra earlier today, and the trombone player went to blow it. Nothing came out. And go ahead, tell them what you stuck down the trombone. Shoved cheese in the trombone. Not funny.
No.
These instruments cost a lot of money. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of them, here they are, Bruce Limpress and the All Boys. Yeah, I take your music very seriously. And Rad Boy, he's obsessed with cheese. We're brought to you by First. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I don't even know how many offices they have. 30 or something. It doesn't matter. There's one near you, and if there's not one near you, who cares? Most people do their banking, you know, on the phone or online. More online than on the phone anymore. Remember, that used to be a big deal. You can bank by phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, now you can bank with your... You can bank by phone today, but it's your cell phone. And you're actually not talking to anybody. You're looking at your accounts. I'm still amazed by that. I go, my wife doesn't know our password to our bank thing.
Oh, really?
No. Mm. I'd like to keep it that way. She said the other day, you know that I don't even know. I said, I'm taking care of it. I will manage everything. I'll make sure the bills are... You don't have to worry about it. Truth is, I don't want her knowing, because she'll get in there and figure out how to pay his Saks bill or something, Dillard's or something, you know. I don't want her knowing that. I'll take care of it. And it's easy to do if I can do it, and I'm the worst at stuff like that. And I figured out how to pay a bill or how to move money over from, I think, this and that. It's very easy. Their site is really easy to navigate. Better yet is the personal experience of going into First Community Credit Union. A place that was like forbidden fruit for many years. There were people who wanted to bank there, and they were told, no, it was like a private country club. I'm sorry, you can't bank here. Only Monsanto workers can bank here. And then things changed, and they put up the big welcome sign and said, okay, everybody can get that special credit union treatment that used to be only for people who worked at certain companies. Now we can all have it. And it's very similar to just what you know as regular banking. You still do all your banking there. You'll see the difference. You'll know the difference once you change to First Community Credit Union. You're also going to see why they are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Very stable, very solid, very secure, very competitive with their rates, too. I have a safe deposit box there. And you know, I think I'd have one even if I didn't have anything in it, because there's something pretty cool about going in that room. Have you ever done it?
No.
You've seen it in movies, though.
Oh, sure,
they go,
yeah.
They buzz you. Theirs, at First Community, it's a handprint.
Casino. That was the best scene.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone went to go get whatever.
Yes.
That's right.
Robert De Niro had him.
Yeah.
That was
$2 million.
A safe deposit box. The one down in the valley when I go. There's just something about it. They don't know what I've got in there. It might have a couple of bow ties in there that I never have worn, or in a pair of shoes. They don't know. But it's just something about, and it's a handprint and a number. I have a passcode number, and then it reads your hand. And then if it recognizes your palm print, the thing buzzes and you're in, and then you pull that box out, and in my mind, it's full of diamonds, you know, like a movie or something. But if it's important papers, and you're not equipped at home in case there was a fire, or you know, then that's a perfect reason to have one. And I mention it just because I'm making a point. If you have a bank, a place you do your banking, all the stuff you have there, whether it's a safe deposit box, checking account, saving account, loan, they have all that too. But they have you to answer to as the boss, because we, the customers, the members, own First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com. Can you buy a stock in Scotch tape? I wonder, because I use Scotch tape today, and I got to thinking about what a fantastic monopoly. Nobody ever just says tape. They say, give me some Scotch tape.
Right.
And I know that 3M or somebody made some other tape. Sorry. It never.
I wonder how much tape gets used anymore, though.
Oh, I think a lot. I think a lot of Scotch tape.
Rarely
use scotch tape every day here in the studio.
I think a lot of scotch tape.
We tape stuff up on the control board, and I just think that I bet the scotch tape business is still a pretty lucrative business. Just a thought. I just saw scotch tape, and I started thinking about it. Remember the original cast of Saturday Night Live, Belushi and those guys did that scotch store where all they sold was like the scotch tape store. All they sold, and they were dressed in plaid, and all they sold was scotch tape. It was so stupid. It was hilarious. I'm going to plant the seed here, and for those of you who are able, I want you to be thinking about this, because last year I auctioned off a dinner in Annie Gunn's with me and my wife for two couples, four people, and me and my wife, and we got a really generous amount of money for that, and it was for a great cause and a great charity. I'm going to do it again. And I'll start it now. I'll mention it now. And you can email me or you can call and tell Dan, hey, here's what I'd like to bid. It's for Friends of Kids with Cancer, a terrific, terrific charity. And anybody who's, you know, sadly had a kid with cancer probably knows about this organization. It's a St. Louis organization. It's a great charity. And Tom Sainert and Annie Gunn's didn't even take a moment's hesitation when I said, hey, would you like to do another charity? He said, I'm in. He said, a dinner for you and your wife and two couples. And he said, I will select for the evening two of my best bottles of wine. It's not going to be the cheapest wine on the menu and anything off the menu. I'm telling you, it's a fantastic place. Annie Gunn's with me, with my wife, every dollar that you bid, that you end up donating, goes to Friends of Kids with Cancer. So I'm throwing it out. And if you'd like to bid, I'm not gonna give you the amount we got last time, because I don't want to think I'm setting the bar at that as the starting point. I'm not, but it is a charity, and I have very strong feelings about people wanting something for nothing because it's an auction and a charity, thinking you're going to steal it. That's not charity. You should pay much more than it's worth and be happy to do it because of the charity and because of the fact that, hey, now you are going to have to put up with my wife for the evening, for the couple of hours we'll be at dinner. But you know what? No evening's perfect.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. And it would give you folks, whoever wins this, you and another couple, two couples, you'll get a crystal clear picture of what I've been talking about all these years of living with her. You'll see. You'll get to see. Once you cut through the nice facade, she has a drink. She'll yell at me before the night's over. You'll see what I have to put up with. I noticed there is a Menards now in St. Peter's. You guys been to Menards yet?
I have.
No.
Is it unbelievable?
I went to the Menards down at the lake.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane.
It's beyond belief. The one in St. Peter's just opened. I think it's 100. Well, no, wait, hold it. I can't remember. I want to say 162,000 square feet. It's at least that. It might have been 362. It's huge, whatever it is. There are 243 of these now. John Menard Jr. lives in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And if you go online and read about him, you're going to walk away thinking this guy is the most horrible guy that ever lived, or he's the most brilliant genius that ever lived. I read horror stories about the way he treats people and employees, and then I've read, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to believe, and it's probably a little of both, because a guy that successful, he's the richest man in Wisconsin. He's worth $7 billion. I think he's the 144th richest person in the country. And how about that? You've got $7 billion, and you're only the 144th richest person.
And how do you have an idea and start?
I don't know.
When you have an idea, how do you just start?
No, that's the genius of a guy like this. And he did not come from money. He helped his dad, and they put up, they were called pole barns or something. And they just literally from nothing, and then he decides to put up the barns himself instead of working for another company. And then one thing leads to another, and he's selling lumber and poles. And holy cow. And every store he opens. The largest one in the country is the one, oddly enough, at Lake of the Ozarks. That's the biggest Menards in the country. At least it was as of a year ago. But here's the deal. When he opens these stores, he opens them no debt. He takes out no business loan. The one in St. Peter's was $14 million. Paid cash for everything. It's paid for everything in the inventory, the stock, paid for. No debt. That's pretty amazing. I mean, for all the negative stuff, it takes a pretty brilliant kind of guy to end up where he's ended up. Read an article on the CPI Photo, which used to be a huge name in photography, and it got me to thinking about something. When I was a kid, I think just about every family, if you didn't do it every year, you did it every few years, that family photo. And the name was Olin Mills.
Do you remember that name? Oh, yeah.
And you'd go to Sears, they would have them or something, and you go down and you had to dress up, and then they'd put you in some kind of phony background.
Yep.
You're in the woods with your family or something, or by
a goofy position.
Babbling brook. Yeah, yeah. Do people still do that?
Yes.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Do people still do glamour shots, too? That was big.
Oh, that's another. That was huge.
Yeah.
That was a huge business. And here's the problem with it. And I don't mean to offend anybody. If you get your family's photo taken and you hang it over the fireplace, that's your business. I just always felt weird. It's like, hey, look at my family. I know it means a lot to mom more than anybody else in the family. Dad's not wild about it. The kids don't want to do it, but it's always mom going, we need to have an updated photo of the family. And my question is, why? We know what each other, we know what we look like. I mean, who's this for? I never did really get it, but we did it a couple of times, and what I remember was...
But it's fun, 10,
fun?
20 years later, to look back at
they
pictures
like capturing
like
the moment, like if grandma and grandpa
Yeah, but how about capturing it with your own camera when it's not so staged, when it's a real moment? I don't know. I just wondered if people still did that. All right, the numbers are out from, I don't know if it's AAA. AAA. The average cost... What it costs the average American to own a car per year. Anybody want to take a run at this? And this is average now. This is what it costs you for gas, insurance, the cost of the car per year, everything. Average, what do you think it is?
Wow.
$2,200.
I would say $4,000.
Oh, man, you guys are way off. $9,000.
Wow.
$2,200. Oh. You can't own a car for $2,200 a year. I don't know how you could do that. $9,000. You obviously hadn't taken a calculator to, and again, this is average, Peon. Maybe you don't drive very far.
Right.
But if you total up all your gas bill, I'll guarantee you spend more than $2,200 in gas in a year, I would think.
I don't know. I mean, mine gets, you know,
What's your insurance a year?
It's about $100 a month, I think.
Okay, that's half of it right there. There's $1,200.
Yeah.
That's all it is, $1,200?
I think so.
That's cheap. For you and Angela?
No. No. I thought you were talking just your car.
It says average average owner, single person. No, one person.
Yeah, of course, our insurance together is
that,
more.
That is maintenance. But, that is fuel. Now, keep in mind, too, the average car on the road in this country is 11 years old. Yours is newer than that. So you got to factor that in. So you got maintenance and tires, batteries, brakes, whatever. So it's maintenance, it's tires, it's insurance, it's depreciation. The average person's car depreciates $3,500 a year. That's what you lose every year.
Oh, that's ridiculous, too, the way they assess that. Mine went up 1 year.
Oh, you're talking about personal property?
Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Mine went up $300 one year.
Yeah, that's insane. Like,
after all, I put all the miles on it. How does it appreciate the value?
Now, good luck ever figuring that personal property thing out. What a horrible scam that is. Nathan Lane is on Broadway in a play called The Nats, and I read a review of it today. Nathan Lane is playing a homosexual man.
What?
Is that a character? That's crazy.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
All right, I admit it. I'm gay.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess a little easier for
makes
it.
Sense.
I'd like to read you, if I could. There's a... I don't think it runs in the St. Louis paper. It's Dear Prudence. It's like a Dear Abby thing. And Bruce, could you give me this like letter reading music or something? Somebody wrote in the Washington Post, Dear Prudence, and here's the question to Prudence. It's from Married and Sexually Confused. Dear Prudence, before I met and married my husband 11 years ago, I felt that I might be bisexual. I fantasized, and still do, about being with women and men alike. However, the opportunity to be with a woman never presented itself, and I've never pursued it. I've made jokes about being with a girl, but my husband says it does nothing for him.
What?
Fast forward through the years, and I still feel like I'm missing out on something. I still feel like I'm missing out on something sexually, and I'm kicking myself for not doing this before I settle down. Our sex life runs hot and cold. My drive is much higher, and I like more variety than he does. I have a good female friend who recently shared with me that she is bisexual, and we have briefly discussed experimenting together.
I guess it's going to happen.
I love experiments. It benefits everything.
That's
science,
right.
Nature.
Right. Where would we be without experiments?
Right.
We're both secure in our marriages and not looking for a relationship outside of friendship and fooling around together. Plus, I feel this may actually help me get what I need sexually while taking some pressure off my husband. I've thought about going for it without telling my husband just to see if it's something I like. However, I don't like the thought of doing this behind his back. I'm equally nervous about telling him. I don't want to question everything in our marriage over this. Am I crazy? And prudence essentially says no, that you're not crazy. You should tell your husband. And who knows, once you just really lay it out there, he might go, okay, let's bring in one of your girlfriends. The part I didn't get, she says she told her husband she'd like to bring a girlfriend in to join them, and it did nothing for him. Yeah.
Well, what?
Yeah, that's all you need to say right there. I begged my wife to bring one of her friends in. My wife has got a couple of really hot friends. And I just, she's asked me, she goes, I've seen the way you look at my friends, and you'd love it if I had one of them come over and then, you know, get with her. I said, yeah. I mean, what if I wanted a man? I said, no, you don't get it. I said, you don't get it.
No.
If women's parts touch and you're all piled in bed together, it's just different.
Scissoring? That's the term
scissoring.
For it.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah. Scissoring.
Well, that makes sense.
You take two pair of scissors and you open them up.
Oh, I get it. But I'm trying to tell her, two guys in bed together, no. Certain things should not touch or even come close to touching that men have. I'm sorry. That's just it. If women's breasts bump into each other, hey.
Oh, man. That's great.
Nothing. Yeah, well, I was going to say that's not a big deal. Peon's take on it. It's great.
Well,
not only is it not a big deal, but it's great. We have a joke that, and what sparked my idea to tell this joke was the fact that it was released today. Lisa Ann, the number one female porn star in the world, and the whole talk about that industry. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is the great story. Oh, by the way, if Bill Cleveland had been on, he would have been brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 651-23456. Got to give them their due there. The story of a guy who, word is that he has Guinness Book of World Records stamina, that this guy can satisfy many, many, many women, one after the other. And he hears about this guy and arranges a meeting with him because he's a show promoter. And he meets with this guy and he says, look, word on the street is you've got some like superhuman stamina. He says, well, yeah, I do. He says, I can be with woman after woman after. He says, how many women do you think you could actually satisfy one after the other before you're just exhausted and just worn out? He says, 100. And the guy says, what? He said, yeah, 100. And the guy says, oh, man, there's no way. He said, I absolutely, I guarantee you I can. They'll be, all of them, all exhausted before I give up and satisfied. So the guy says, look, I'm a promoter, and I got an idea. I'm going to get the Scott Trade Center. We're gonna rent that thing. We're gonna take that thing and we're gonna sell tickets. I'm gonna put a bed in on the middle of the center of state and we're gonna get women, 100 of them, and I'm gonna promote this thing. You can't let me down. He said, I won't let you down. He said, we're gonna make a fortune. So he runs some ads, the date, the time. Come see a once-in-a-lifetime show. Man satisfies 100 women in one evening's performance. They sell out in 8 minutes. sold out at $100 a ticket. You're going to make a fortune. The big moment comes. The spotlight hits the stage. There's a bed. And out walks this guy, a big thundering round of applause, and the announcer says, "Female companion number one." And she walks out, lies down on the bed. This guy just puts it to her, and she begs him finally to stop. She can't take anymore. Not only satisfied, exhausted, off she goes. "Number, contest number two." And she walks out. Same thing. She finally says, that's it, I can't take any more. Oh, my goodness, I've never been so exhausted or so satisfied. Off she goes. Come number three, number four, number five, number 23, number 38, number four. The audience can't believe what they're watching. This guy's just like a machine. 73 women, 84 women. The 92nd woman he satisfies, when she is barely able to walk off the stage, he raises his hands and says, That's it, I'm done. And the audience, boo, we got our money back. Boo, he said 100. That was only 92 women. And the promoter is just, he's so upset. The guy walks off the stage, and the promoter meets him backstage. He goes, "What the heck? We billed this as 100 women. What happened, man? What happened to you?" He says, "I don't know." He says, "I don't know. Everything went great this morning at rehearsal."
All right, let's see how the roads look right now as we wind down the rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, we are slow on southbound 270, both sides of Olive, and then you hit some slower traffic again from 64 through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 64, it's heavy now, Kings Highway through McCausland. A little heavy again, 270 through Mason, and then once you get over the Boone Bridge, you're slow, approaching 94 to about a half mile west of Highway K. Coming in for hockey, eastbound 64 looks like it's slowing now from about 141 up through Mason. On southbound 170, you're slow from Olive down through Highway 64. And if you're going on westbound 70, look for slow traffic from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Discover Card. Discover's new IT card is a game changer. It has amazing rewards, live around-the-clock customer service, late payment forgiveness. The IT card. Think some annual fees are ridiculous. Get the new IT card at discover.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
Weird Al Yankovic with us.
The fans and the people in the music industry, I think they appreciate what I do.
Hey, honey, come over here. Look, it's a guy that does those funny songs.
Yeah, like, you know, my five-year-old can change the words to songs. And I always have detractors like that don't quite get exactly what I do.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you tried all kinds of joint supplements and always been left with the same feeling of disappointment? That's because today's joint formulas are all pretty much the same. Chondroitin, glucosamine, or a combination of the two. But now there's a totally different, completely revolutionary joint relief formula with ingredients that are up to twice as effective as chondroitin and glucosamine. It's called Beneflex. And right now, you can get a complimentary 2-week sample just by calling 1-800-500-7213. The key natural ingredients in Beneflex's formula are so powerful that you only need to take one pill a day. Just one pill. And even better, with Beneflex, you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. This is a totally different joint relief solution that can make a real difference in your life. So call now to guarantee your complimentary sample. Beneflex is also available at GNC. But remember, you can only receive your complimentary sample by calling now. 1-800-500-7213. That's 1-800-500-7213.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Three generations of Slimans, and now three locations. Slimin Brothers, the number one appliance company in St. Louis, is happy to announce their newest store in South County. That means three times the opportunity for the lowest prices in town. Three times the opportunity for great service, free delivery, and free haulaway of old appliances, and expert advice. Who could ask for anything more when there's a Slimin in every store? You get good, honest customer service, superior expertise, and great deals. Family-owned and operated. For 48 years, the friendly folks at Slimin Brothers will help you select from top-of-the-line manufacturers like Whirlpool. Your appliances get a daily workout, so Slimin Brothers helps you choose quality products that make your life easier and more enjoyable. If you don't know where to start, or if you know exactly what you're looking for, Slimin Brothers is your store. When you're ready to purchase a new Whirlpool stove, microwave, washer, dryer, refrigerator, or other major appliance,
at Slimin Brothers, try us, you'll like us.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Fazio's Music is having a once-in-a-lifetime spring clearance event on Saturday, April 20th. We've brought inventory from three other stores for a spring blowout with everything on sale, up to 70% off. We're out of room, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime sale. The best part? You get to play it, touch it, and feel it before you buy it. Can't do that on the internet. Save up to 70% at Fazio's Music April 20th. Doors open at 10 a.m. Fazio's Music on Manchester Road in Ellisville in the Shop and Save Center.
When the Redbirds win in April, so do you with $2 pizzas at Sevens in Casino Queen. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens, home of the coldest draft beer, always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mizzou Athletics on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Southern California, that's where we're headed.
Make you wanna holler,
I'm checking with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website, and the work is fantastic. You want that kitchen or bathroom remodeled and done right so that that house will be like living in a different house? Go to start with this website, Mike, ThompsonPrice.com. Here is Mike Evans, everybody.
Have a little sip of wine for my bad day.
drink. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
You okay?
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Yeah, he's had probably just a little, just crossed over that mark.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. What was the most TiVo television show last week? Big Bang Theory. NCAA Final Four. Modern Family. Give you the answer in just a minute, homie. Give you the answer in just a minute. Some publicists have come up with the perfect Hollywood female star. She would be blonde. She would have Angelina Jolie's legs. Sofia Vergara's boobs.
Ooh.
Jennifer Lawrence midriff. Jennifer Aniston's eyes. Rihanna's lips. Selma Hayek's nose. Katy Perry's feet.
Feet?
Yeah.
Who notices that?
Yeah, no. Really. I don't notice half of those things.
And J-Lo's butt.
Wow.
And Betty White's personality.
Hmm.
Sounds like a good package to me.
That doesn't exist, but it sounds good.
Yeah. TV News, NBC TV is casting for a new show called Young Voices. It's basically The Voice for kids 8 to 14 years old. While the same show is a huge hit in Japan, Holland, Germany, American Idol tried it years ago, called it America's Juniors, and it was so bad it lasted one show and it was canceled.
What was the name of it?
It's going to be called Young Voices.
Wow.
Jay Leno will not be doing late night show on Fox after he leaves the NBC Tonight Show. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Looks like he might be doing a Sunday night variety show a la the Ed Sullivan Show.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh? What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Well, it actually could be great. I'd love to see a show like that come back.
Yeah. I just don't.
You shouldn't be so negative, huh?
I just don't like Jay. I think it has more to do with that than the show.
Movie news. Three most talked about movies in production are Man of Steel, the new Superman movie, Avatar, sequel, and Hunger Games, Catching Fire. Best quote of the week comes from Caesar Milan, who says, quote, "No, I really do prefer dogs over people," end quote. Well, his wife probably believes that.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, Cher and Chaz have had a falling out. They don't talk to each other anymore. Don't know what the problem is. But I can tell you from past experience, Cher not a particularly nice person. It's all up between Ozzy Osbourne and Cheryl Osbourne. They've been living apart for months. He's back on the booze and the drugs. She said that's enough, and she split. Some say, well, they'll get back together. I don't know about that. I found out that this past weekend, Jessica Simpson bought Ozzy and Sharon's house in Los Angeles for $11 million, and Ozzy and Sharon had lived in that house for 25 years. By the way, I was also thinking, after 31 years of marriage, they'd sort of be used to each other, but maybe after 31 years, they're sort of just tired of each other.
Did I hear? I saw something online today. Are both of them having reality shows coming out soon, though?
They're talking about it. Nothing's signed.
Oh.
Well, I sure hope so. We need another reality show. I keep saying that.
We do.
Yeah.
What is the most TiVo television show of the week? Big Bang Theory, NCAA Final Four, or Modern Family?
I'll go Big Bang.
Big Bang.
I'm going to have to go Big Bang.
You'd be right. You'd be going Big Bang. Mike Evans.
We're geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I mentioned a video clip earlier that listening Craig sent me with Rich Little, and two people sent it. Longtime big listener, friend of the show, Jim Welby. Dan, you know Jim Welby.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I also sent, oddly enough, to say, but that happens sometimes. When somebody's name is in the news, I'll get two, three listeners send me the same link or the same clip. So I didn't mention that Jim sent it, too, and I probably should have because, hey, Now, if 50 listeners send the same thing, I can't, you know, read the list of all of them. But in this case, I got it from two different people. And again, great interview with Rich Little done in Vegas a year ago about his Jimmy Stewart show. All right, how are we doing on time? We're doing pretty well on time. There's a woman, if you want to just look at something really bizarre, Google the name Barbie Edwards. Just Google pictures of Barbie Edwards. Barbie Edwards is 42 years old. She lives over in England, or Great Britain. What's the difference? And she either is in or is working on getting in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the biggest butt in the world. This is beyond belief. She's obsessed with her butt.
Oh, I saw the pictures. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's disgusting. She can stand up, and her butt sticks out so far, she can set a tray of food on her butt.
Yeah, like a platter of donuts.
Yeah. No.
Pay to see that.
Well, check this out.
That's how she makes her living.
She made $28,000.
Ugh.
For some photo she posed for some guy who has a site for people with a big butt fetish. $28,000. She said, I never thought my butt would make me $28,000. So now she's doing everything she can to just make her butt bigger and bigger and bigger. And honest to goodness, it's, again, the word nut comes into play here.
It was like
there's got to be something wrong with you.
It was like that woman that was trying to reach 1,000 pounds.
Exactly.
And the guys would pay to watch her
in
eat
her bra and panties.
To stuff her face full of food.
But they'd watch her eat in a bra and panties.
Oh, sure.
1,000 pound woman.
Yeah. They went to see all the rolls and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not kidding. This woman could stand in front of you, and you could use her butt as like a TV tray. You could have your drink on there. She's got one scene where she's got some flowers and potted plants sitting on her butt, and she's standing up.
And there's also a picture next to her where she's got a front shot, and she just has a bra on or something, and you see that apron. Oh.
Her skin apron?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, it's a skin apron. Oh, it's horrible.
I'm telling you.
Takes all kinds.
Thank goodness. What did people do before the internet? They didn't know anything about all these weird people.
Oh,
how did
I know.
You survive without knowing about all the weirdness in the world?
I've said that before. People were stuck in small towns, and they thought, well, I must be the only one that likes having a sex with a balloon.
Yeah.
But now they know there's a bunch of us.
Now you go online and type in, am I the only person that likes to have sex with a balloon? And boom, up come all the other people that like to have sex with balloons. And why'd you say that, Pian?
Yeah.
That was on my Strange Addiction show. There was a guy, actually, I don't know if he just liked to cuddle him a lot. He would hold on to him, and like his whole house was full of blown-up balloons.
Blown-up balloons?
Yeah. And he would
cuddle the balloons.
Yeah, he would like cuddle with them. I don't know if he did other things. I'm sure he did other things.
Oh, well, I think you can twist them into just about anything you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Leave them a little deflated so there's room to move.
Yeah.
Room to move.
Yeah. If you haven't been to a Meanies, I'm going to invite you to do that. This is all I'm asking you to do. I want you to go to a Meanies. And then I want you to tell me if you've ever in your life been in another store like a Meanies. The answer is going to be no. Because I don't know where else you can go. Now, you can go other places and find things that are in a Meanies. There are places that sell pool tables. But those pool table places don't also have some of the most beautiful area rugs in the world, from $500 machine-made rugs to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 handmade rugs. You don't find usually those same things in the same store, just like you also wouldn't find in a place with those two things. One of the most spectacular lighting collections you'll find anywhere, Jaffe Lighting. Jaffe Lighting, for those of you who think, whatever happened to Jaffe Lighting, it's on the second floor at a Meanies. This huge, incredible display. Any kind of lighting you can think of that you might want for your house, it's there at a Meanies in the Jaffe Lighting Collection. They have those massage chairs, those things you see at Brookstone and places like, they have them in a Meanies. You sit down there and the thing does 800 different things to your shoulders and your back, and you put your legs in the thing that massages your calves. They have home theater furniture, patio furniture, a selection like nobody else in town has. They do a lot of, they have in stock $2 million in patio furniture, and that's just the beginning. Whatever they don't have that you want, they will get it, and they'll get it to you. And they know what the latest and greatest fads and trends are, and what people are looking for, fire pits and outdoor sofas and dining tables that seat up to 10 people outdoors. There are people who really, the outside from spring to fall is more important than inside the house. And I would love to have a backyard like that. We don't. We have a deck, and, you know, we don't sit out a lot. We're going to be doing a lot more now that we have great patio furniture from Amenities. And that's the biggest single piece of business they do, is patio furniture. So get out there and take a look at real patio. If you want to buy it and not have to replace it for a long, long time, then this is the quality we're talking about. And we're also talking about a place where you can take your kids to shop, because Amenities has all the games on free play. The pinball machines, the arcade, they're set on free play so the kids can just knock themselves out playing. It's all there. And things you never thought you'd find at Amenities. Under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, where they sell a lot of things, but they don't sell any junk. No junk. Amenities. A-M-I-N-I-S. Amenities.com.
See how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things actually are looking pretty good, Dan. About the only slowdown you have on 270 is just in pockets between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 is still slow, Hampton through McCausland, and westbound 70, that's slowing approaching the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchett Bridge. And this report's brought to you by Discover Card. Discover's new IT card is a game changer. It has amazing rewards, live around-the-clock customer service, late payment forgiveness. It's the IT card. They think annual fees are ridiculous. Get the new IT card at discover.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again.
The Jumbo Jack is one of Jack's classic burgers, and for a limited time, you can get two Jumbo Jack burgers with cheese for just $4 plus tax at a participating St. Louis area restaurant.
All right, we are out of here. We're back here tomorrow. Please join us. Thank you for being with us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless.